There, friends, we heard the lovely sound of Cherish the Ladies, you know, Joni Madden and her friends, with a track entitled Waltzing Down the Aisle. Now, I really don't know what that's all about. I leave it to your own imagination. I did say at the beginning of the programme there would be quite an amount of self-indulgence on my part, playing a lot of my favourites. I'm going to play my favourite Irish duo now. Of course, regular listeners will know that this is Foster and Allen. They're singing a song that I don't think I've played on the programme before. Oh yes, I played, I think, Trudy Lawlor and her mother singing this version of it. Listen how Foster and Allen treat the beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush then thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Somewhere the road is lifted, close by an open gate. Somewhere the clouds are rifted, somewhere the angels wait. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of truth, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush then thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Now, come on. Be honest, wasn't that a wonderful performance there? Great arrangement and some great simple singing there. Foster and Allen and Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Great. And now we come to another of these emails we mentioned earlier on, and this time it comes from Boston. Oh, with New York, the last one is in Boston. Oh, we're travelling about this week. And this one comes in from John and Mary, who've written to the programme before, I do recall. Yes, I do. And they say, could you play any version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here? Mary's mother used to sing this regularly at Hooley's and parties and bar mitzvahs and all sorts of things. They go on to say how much they enjoy the programme and keep it going. Please, God, we will keep it going for you. We're going to do the Frank McCaffrey version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. And once again, I say to you both, stay safe and thanks for the nice things you say about Sounds Irish.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane water, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lively dancers on the village green. There are lots of lovely collies, the finest ever seen. Where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear, sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane water, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. If we only had old Ireland over here.
Now, my next track is a bit unusual. The song is not, because I think we play it nearly every week or some version of it or another. But the performance is, well, earlier on, we played Dolores Keane singing The Beatles, and you never thought you'd hear The Beatles on Sounds Irish. Did you ever think you'd hear Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians? What did we have? My Lovely Irish Rose earlier on. Here we have Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians and the Rose of Tralee. I will say, before I play it, that it may not quite meet with your approval. They started okay, we all know that bit, but they do some strange things with it towards the end. Take a listen to Fred Waring and the Pencil Sharpeners and the Rose of Tralee. On earth were they doing with that lovely song? Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. And, well, the beginning was the Rose of Tralee. I don't know what the end bit was, but it was unusual, to say the least. And now a song from a man who I always say sounded just like my father, God rest him. I'm talking about Ronnie Drew. Now, before the Dubliners started, Ronnie Drew had his own little trio. And then they were joined by Luke Kelly and they became the Dubliners. But listen to Ronnie singing, telling us all about what happened down in the park.
It was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, an 8 little girl and not a bit shy. She told me her father that came from Dungannon would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm 80 or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Oh, down along Thomas Street, down by the Liffey, the sunshine was gone and the evening grew dark. Along be Kingsbridge and be going at Jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. From city or country, a girl is a jewel, and well known for gripping the most of them are. But any young fella, he's really a fool if he tries it the first time for to go a bit far. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. I strolled with this fine maid far out in the country, the blossoms around us all crying for dew. On a violet-clad bench, sure I sat down beside her, and tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, if I came to the fore when she gave me the cue? She closed her eyes tightly as she murmured full low, be good enough, dear, for to buckle my shoe. Oh, the heathery hills were all dancing around us, false things in the world turned out to be true. When she put her arms round me and kissed me and murmured, you've neatly and tenderly tied up my shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, if I ventured quite gamely to see the thing through? When she lifted her petticoat, silent and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe.
Well, Joe, give the song its correct name. It was Ronnie Drew singing Easy and Slow. There have been numerous recordings of this next track. It's the most popular Irish song that has been recorded and released over the last 40 years or so. You know, I'm speaking of the Fields of Athenry. Do you mind if I play you my favourite version of it? It's by Johnny McAvoy, and it tells a sad story.
My lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing, there were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. against the famine and the crown. I rebelled, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Avon Rye, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbor wall, I watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, now she'll wait and hope and pray for her lover, Botany Bay. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Oh, so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
It seems a couple of weeks ago I played Joe Dolan on Sounds Irish, and why not? They don't come any more Irish than Joe Dolan. Joe, if you're not quite aware of it, was for many years an icon on the cabaret scene here in Ireland before he went to God. Joe would pack venues wherever he appeared, and people would stand for hours to get in. And when Joe came on stage, well, he never stayed still for one brief second. He was always flying around and gyrating and rocking and rolling. And this is one of his big hits. And I know my good friend Rosaline is going to go weak at the knees when she hears Joe Dolan and It's You, It's You, It's You.
It's you, it's you, it's you, the only one I want, the woman I've been searching for. And if you look at me, you see a lonely man who's been too long without a home. So why don't we just get together and try
I'm sure that many of our immigrants who left Ireland within the last 20, 25 years and will hear that particular track from Joe Dolan will feel very homesick, because he was a great entertainer, a very quiet man, very quiet spoken, but on stage, oh boy, did he move about. Joe Dolan, and It's You, It's You, It's You. And now it's country and Irish again, and this time it's the Queen of Country and Irish, Philomena Begley, singing the praises of a village in County Tyrone.
I was dreaming last night of old Ireland, a place where I once had a home. Not in Dublin, Killarney or Derry, but a village glowing down Cairn Glen. On a hill just beside it, there are still ferrymen. I often saw them not far from my home. Sure, they're part of the splendor in County Tyrone. Oh, Ireland has many fair counties, but an exile still dreams of his own. Not in Dublin, Killarney or Derry, but a village in County Tyrone. I can still see the cross on a hill at Outmore, with a little green moss winding round past the door. An old ruined castle stands out on its own, for there's castles below in County Tyrone. Yes, I'm dreaming of Ireland and County Tyrone.
Now, a lot of people say Tyrone. In fact, I do sometimes. But the correct pronunciation is, as Philomena said it there, Tyrone. It's T-Y-R-O-N-E, a village in County Tyrone. We continue with country and Irish, and we continue with the female, because this time it's Trudy Lawlor. And she's, well, I think there's the lyrics in this. I wish I'd written this song. I think these are great lyrics. The best of friends.
Friends, times like this should never end.